Joe Biden.
Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernard Sanders.
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Bucking Bernie Sanders. Marrying Elizabeth Warren. Killing Joe Biden.
We right here, man. She's killed it, man.
Eskimo bros.
Send the link.
Welcome to Send the Link, where we analyze the latest feeds and reads. I'm Brandon Harrison with my co-captain, co-pilot, and co-international spy, Deej Dallas. DJ.
Oh, man. Did the turtleneck give it away?
I gotta respect a good turtleneck, man.
Well, it's a mock neck. Let's clarify.
And considering that you only have how many more days before the weather breaks, I respect your commitment to get to the buzzer.
Yeah, I'm already in here just getting a little uncomfortable. A little itchy because the changes in the air pressures and temperatures, but for whatever reason the Brooklyn weather has not totally broken for the warmth as of yet. And I think tomorrow's supposed to be even cooler after today. What is that? Say's level, last day of the month.
Today's the last day of April.
April 30th.
So June is upon June.
May?
June. Oh shit! Time travel. Part of Avengers, baby. Quantum realm.
Obviously, you going to the future?
Yeah, man. It's only gonna take 5 minutes. By the end of this podcast, we'll be in June sometime.
Yo, don't fuck up. You might start disappearing in person or something. Back to the future.
So before we get into that, one of our major tempos of the day. DJ, you enjoy the pop culture phenomena of everything that happened this weekend?
Yes, in short, yes. I know we'll revisit this towards the end. So for those of you interested or want to hear our bits of takes on it or whatever abstractions that we got from the internet, think pieces. I think there is a bit of social relation that comes from taking part of a collective... as you already said, cultural phenomena,
yes.
Reading things, participating in water cooler talk, as they say, or hearing it in the background.
Being in a moment of history.
A moment of quote-unquote history.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's good. Well, in other moments of history, DJ, are we ready for the real superhero talk?
The real Avengers?
The real Avengers.
Maybe
the ragtag team of heroes that is going to take down young Thanos.
I thought you were going to say
Trump knows.
I thought you were going to say white evil.
Oh, well, you know, one of the same. White evil. We've tended to stray away from direct politics talk, but as Daddy Joe has ventured.
It's Uncle Joe.
He's Daddy Joe now. he's out front.
You missed an Infinity Gems reference.
I'm sure.
Infinity Stones are together now. They finally can try to snap Trump away.
I guess so.
Yeah, because it appears as if one would hope after about 20 odd candidates jumping in that the presidential 2020 field on the Democrat side has finally been set.
18 months, I guess, right? Something like that, less than that.
When until November, just like
a year, yeah, year and a half, basically. We're at it.
Yeah, practically. Yeah, with the last entry of Uncle Joe, as I call him.
Yes.
Jumping in the pool and splashing water on everybody and the ladies, and he's trying to towel them off.
Be a little handsy.
Oh, I got you. I towel you off. Dry you down.
Creepy laugh. It's a nice chuckle. Sorry.
Right.
Got a little bit of thigh there.
Oh, man. I remember seeing, I actually saw Joe Biden in person one time, and he was a rambling wreck, as you would imagine.
I'm sure.
He has a certain charm, a politician's charm to him, one that, whatever... a couple of generations or lifetime years in the game, because he's like, what, 70,000 years old?
Yeah.
But still effective, and apparently is leading the Democratic field only a few days after declaring his presidency by quite a wide margin in these early, definitely not definitive polls.
Early polls. This week we got a piece, a nice, thoughtful, information database piece
by Nate Silver at 5:38. Biden's way out in front. Second place is anyone's guess. This is hot off the presses. It's April 30th, 5:04 p.m. We're right on. We're breaking news here.
Off the presses.
Joe launches campaign. Apparently, according to the latest CNN poll, he is out front at 39%, which is surprisingly high, and polling ahead of Bernie Sanders. So the fact that Joe has entered the race and getting a considerable chunk of approval is interesting, especially, I guess, if it was all equally broken down, it would be about 4% for every candidate. Right. So it shows his popularity, and which surprised me considering that I'm not here for Joe right now. I was here 4 years ago, 3 years ago, but...
Yeah, I think you're more informed and also blacker than the median Democratic voter, primary voter.
Yes.
Which tends to be still at this point a middle-aged, maybe a woman at this point, like 55 years old, white woman somewhere, New Hampshire.
DJ, yeah. You're a smart man. According to the article, Biden supporters are driven by older Democrats and by non-white Democrats, but particularly these groups among Democrats age 50 to 64, 46%. 50% support from 65 and older. So there you go, man. Yeah, man. Nail on the head, bang.
Yeah, he's coming in with a massive amount of cachet, almost exclusively from his tenure as the vice president to the presidency of Barack Obama.
Dog, remember when he got the medal and cried? Wasn't that beautiful?
Shit, I almost cried.
Oh, that shit was in Obama's prize of his shit. It was so wholesome, dog. I felt like. A million years ago.
Goddamn.
This thing was breaking down. Oh, God.
It was the last time anyone smiled in Washington.
Gravitas.
Yeah. So that gives him a lot of cachet with that group of more moderate, center-left Democratic voters and also a lot of black people, to be honest.
The shit outside of the Clintons did it.
Yeah. And name recognition swings a long way. Especially when people, when they look back on their memories, they think fondly of you. So that most likely will bring him rather far. But let's not dig too deep on Joe. Who else is in the field? Because there's 20 motherfuckers in here.
And I want to say, before we get into a little lightning round here, I want to say that the article does explain that Joe's hot right now.
He's hot.
If you ever watch the iTunes ratings on podcasts and music, there's not the highest sales aren't always the hot chart. The hot chart is just what's rising the fastest. It's not so. Kamala, Bernie, they also had hot bumps.
Yeah,
young booty. He was hot for a minute.
You call him booty?
Young.
That's young booty.
Pete Booty.
Pete Booty. Okay.
I had a terrible joke. Rescinded. Everyone has a early bounce, as it's called here, and even though Bernie has faded to the 20s, Kamala's fallen back, so we'll see what happens with Joe as time moves on.
Yeah, especially as he's met with a lot of skepticism and criticism that befalls any given candidate for office, and he has a very long record which he'll have to speak on or clarify or pivot from. And has actually not known to be a deft politician when it comes to speaking or staying on message. He actually did run for president twice before. The first time he got caught in a plagiarism scandal. He plagiarized somebody else's speech and that caused him to flame out in the late 80s.
Yep.
And he ran for president in 2008 alongside Barack Obama. Didn't do well and basically had to drop out the race. So, and Obama wound up choosing him as his VP. But this is not his first rodeo, and the previous instances haven't gone well. He's had a charred history when it comes to racial politics, like school busing. I know for a fact he had this whole thing, this preemptive thing, where he's known to obsessively touch people and give women shoulder rubs.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but it's never really come from a sexual harassment type of thing. It's more just like you're making people feel uncomfortable, you being like this old creepy guy. What else did he have?
The Anita Hill thing. He was a part of that.
Yeah. Well, he was the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee that presided over the Anita Hill hearings when it came to the confirmation of future Supreme Court Justice Thomas.
You think about that. A Democrat was over this committee that let a Republican appointee cook over something like that. That would be perfect. He would be ripe to get the fuck up out of here if it was now, you know?
Yeah, no. It's
crazy times.
That was like 20 years ago, if not
30.
More. Damn near. Who was it? H.W. Bush that appointed him? So that was like maybe like 91 or something like that?
Yeah.
Damn, don't say 30 because that means I'm damn
near. Damn near, nigga, yeah.
Okay. So I actually do think that's a little BS to kind of dig every single thing up. I want to see what his actual policies will be now and going forward, and what things that he wants to support, what new legislation and plans that he has as the as having full control over the executive branch. So I'll be more clear-minded than some of the more extreme or cynical liberal types that would be like, oh, well, you know, didn't support school busing in 1977. Like, that shit was literally like 40, 50 years ago.
And you would have done it too at the time. You don't know fucking.
So I'm not as pressed when it comes to some of that shit. Okay, but yeah, let's try this lightning round.
Yeah, let's
see,
go.
Test my knowledge, because I think I know some of these people. But
because I'll tell you this, I don't know many of these people, so I won't be able to help you. There'll be points where I'm going by last name.
This will be fine.
They'll be by last name, so I obviously don't know many of their first names. So if I know their first name, I'll be able to provide it.
Okay.
And in this format, I would love to do a variation of a fuck, marry, kill.
So, wait, you're going to do what, three people at a time?
No, I'm going to do one. I'm going to do one person at a time, and you tell me what you would do for these person.
Okay.
And it would be, this is a political version, so you could be yay, nay, or go away.
Okay. What is nay?
Nay is that you don't fuck with them. Go away is that I really don't fuck with you. This is complete non-starter. Just no.
Okay. I'll probably have quite a number of yays and probably more. Like, I'll probably be falling in buckets of yays and go-aways.
And nays are like, no, but, you know, let me come back and change a little experience, you know. But go-away is just a complete dismissal.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure if that's fuck or marry at this point. We'll
move on. You know what? You know, we're innovators here. Don't worry about that shit. Okay. Candidate Meesom.
Okay, I honestly don't know who the fuck that is.
I don't know who it is either.
So we'll do a go-away.
Candidate.
They're polling really low.
They're polling NA. candidate Moulton.
All right, Seth Moulton.
Seth Moulton, who is?
He is a congressman from Massachusetts.
Mm.
He's a veteran.
Okay, lit.
Running on veterans' issues, in short, and also trying to push through voter registration, like voter protections, in short.
Is he missing a leg or arm?
No, eye? He seems to have all of his.
Is that the guy with the eye patch?
Nah, that's Ben Crenshaw. Looks like Solid Snake or some shit. No, he's like a super right wing guy.
Damn, got eye patch though. It's lit.
Yeah, he was a moderator of like a white supremacist website or some shit. Niggas around like, oh no, it's just never know Republicans or GOP. I don't know, shit, you out. So I don't know. That's a tough like.
We don't have time, DJ.
Gay, nay, go away. Say nay for now.
All right.
I need to hear more.
Candidate Ryan.
That's Tim Ryan. He's a congressman from Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. So I'm gonna do go away for Tim Ryan.
Go away, Tim Ryan. Eric Swalwell.
Eric Swalwell is
polling at 1%.
Congressman from California, if I remember correctly. He is trying to double down on gun control. He's the gun control message candidate.
Okay.
Because what happens oftentimes with presidential campaigns, obviously they go get a lot of attention. A lot of people really do run on vanity projects, just very similar to Trump, and you just happen to fail upwards, amazingly enough, I guess, in some like 1 in a million scenarios. And he's running on trying to get a gun control message out. So, the... nay, I don't know.
Nay.
Like, yeah, just, not nay to the gun control, but nay to him. And he's also on TV way too much.
Because I actually know who he is as opposed to some of the people that I have no idea who they are. Williamson.
I don't. Is that Corliss Williams?
Back you down in the post.
I don't know.
Go away. Inslee.
Jay Inslee. He was the governor of, I believe, Oregon or Washington.
Mm.
I believe he's running as a climate change message candidate.
Okay, that's cool.
So I fuck with that. I've heard him in a few interviews and conversations.
But, I mean,
he seems okay.
I mean, Night King died, though, so we're fine. Okay. Fuck climate change. Okay. Delaney.
Delaney Walker, the tight end for the used to play for
the 49ers? I liked him.
Well, yeah,
he's over the middle.
That's all I know.
Hickenlooper.
John Hickenlooper. I think he was the governor of Colorado, I think.
Mm.
I don't think I'm fucking... I think that was the one that drank fracking loop fluid.
They like, showed
that people that it was okay. Like, nah, get the fuck out of here. That's a name, dog.
Go away. Here's one for you. Your senator, Kirsten Gillibrand.
Our senator of New York State.
Yes.
She's running on that.
And shout out Albany.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
She's running on an unabashedly socially liberal platform, trying to be the person that fights Trump. It doesn't seem to be connecting with many people. She was also infamously known as the person that was leading the charge to unseat. What was the senator from Minnesota that got?
Yeah. Al Franken.
So apparently that's caused a large depression on her poll numbers and donations from certain from some of the establishment types.
And she's too Hillary-like. I'm sorry.
There's a bit of mechanicism there. Is that a word, mechanicism?
Sure.
All right, we're going to roll with that.
Create anything over
there. I'm going to say nay for now.
Nay.
I mean, she's cool, but, you know, other candidates out there.
Gravel.
Mike Gravel. The Gravelanche.
I was about to say, I don't know. Shit makes the ground work. I don't.
He was, I believe, either a senator or a governor of like some state. I think like New Hampshire or something.
Mm.
He's wild old,
mm.
and a couple of leftist organizers and what do you call it? The political like the people yeah. that run campaigns, campaign managers. They wanted him to run solely as a leftist message candidate.
He's like old hippie or some shit.
Basically, like just this old leftist, and he's literally like 90 years old, and he or 88, and he has I don't know some 19-year-old running his Twitter profile. His Twitter profile is basically literally just means trolling all of. Yeah, he's literally just trolling all of the mainstream Democratic candidates, like all of the center left candidates, and like, nah, fuck that. You gotta. You know, cancel all of the fossil fuel subsidies and invest that into green energies, you know, so on and so forth. Like, he's one of those blue sky leftist candidates.
Mm.
And he does have great branding. His movement is supposedly called the Gravelanche. That should
that's well done.
So that's a yay for me.
Okay, all right. That's our first yay?
I think this is the second yay. I gave somebody else a yay. Fuck it.
Let's say no. yay. Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard. Is another leftist candidate running in a similar image as Bernie Sanders. She's a congressman, I believe, from Hawaii.
I think so.
And she's also a veteran.
Cool name.
She
Tulsi.
Used to support... she grew up very socially conservative. I believe her parents were like super Christian or something like that. And she supported... like gay conversion therapy or something like that. So that's going to dog her, particularly in socially progressive circles, even if she doesn't support it nowadays. I don't really know anything else besides that very negative thing about her that well, so I'm going to say nay for now.
Okay. Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang, his movement's called the Yang Gang.
Oh, shit.
Slit. He is a super rich, got rich off some tech investment that blew up.
I actually know about this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know about anything.
Well, you tell me.
I fuck with him. I saw an interview with him, and he generally was like, you know, I'm rich, so let's do, just do shit. Good rich shit instead of evil rich shit, which I was like, I'm fine with this.
Right. He's running, trying to get some type of UBI, Universal Basic Income,
mm-hmm.
Passed, which would basically give all of U.S. citizens a check for, I don't know, $1,200 a month or something like that. He's running, like, that's his whole message. He doesn't have a lot of political infrastructure under him, nor really name recognition. But he's coming, he's trying to run with ideas. I'll say nay because I don't really know about his government experience, but yay, nay. What is in between? I need something in between yay and nay. Like, okay.
No, there is no in between. Right, this is what nay, got us Trump. Nay. All right? Nay. Niggas being in between. All right?
Nay.
Know what you want. I'm trying to set up a timer here because I want some of these people to not, I don't respect them. All right. I don't want them to be taking up our time because, did they earn it? I don't know if they did. All right. Moving forward. And then we're getting the big hitters now.
Okay.
Julian Castro.
Julian Castro. I believe he was secretary of,
the hood.
Was it HUD?
The hood.
I was trying to, was housing and urban development, which is now run by another quote unquote urban person, your boy Ben Carson. Nobody knows what he's doing, but that's mostly what I know. He was mayor of San Antonio, I believe.
Yes,
he has another brother who's
he's a twin, which is cool.
Cool, got twins are cool.
Twins are they're actually creepy.
Twins are creepy, yeah. Or they're just creepy.
Twins in general.
I have a lot of twins in my family.
Me too.
That's not creepy. They're not creepy.
I have three sets of twins in my family, and
my grandfather was a twin.
My great grandmother was a twin. I got two sets of cousins that are twins, and I don't know. It's something about it.
This is probably genetic at some point, but I don't know shit else that he's doing.
I'm with it for the blatant court of the Mexicans.
I'm with it.
But
way too many Mexicans voted for Trump. I don't know what the fuck happened with the last.
Because at the end of the day, motherfuckers don't care. He's like, get these Mexicans out of here. Nigga, I was here first. I got here. Close the bridge.
He'll be pulling up the bridge behind them. Y'all cold, man. We just need better immigration policy. It doesn't have to be open. But
is this a yay or nay? Or go away?
I'm going to say nay.
Nay. Amy Klobuchar.
Amy Klobuchar.
Who does she beat her staff or some shit?
Apparently she spanks her staff. No, I don't know what's thinking, but
beats them with bamboo sticks and shit.
Yeah, I don't know if that was just like a gendered set of reporting or not. Into the politics that gets a little sticky. But she's a senator from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Supposedly known for being Minnesota nice. She puts on a Midwestern face to actually being a rather progressive politician. Supposedly is running on trying to be like a bipartisan figure. Anybody that's coming saying that bullshit nowadays,
fuck out of here.
I don't know how you're gonna get anything accomplished legislatively in that capacity. Of that really would cause any major changes, but nonetheless, she seems okay.
So get the fuck out of here.
All right, the brand says get the fuck out of here. She get the fuck out of here.
We just don't have time for the fucking the side characters right now.
Okay,
we gotta move on. And winter's coming. The lame god Cory Booker.
Yo, do you watch Blackish?
No.
Have you ever seen
that? I know. I've seen. He has one. He's an episode.
I've been trying to convince my friends that Junior, like,
that's
he reminds me so much of Cory Booker.
That's accurate. Like,
the whole squareness, his body language, how he looks, his eye color, everything about him.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Bookerhood dating Rosario Dawson? Is that true?
It's like, can't y'all both just be happy and gay, separate from each other? Like, she's gay, he's gay, it's okay.
I don't know, man. Be swinging or something. I don't know. We're speculating.
It's 2020. You know, you can do whatever you want, but I don't need to believe that y'all are dating. It's not for me.
It did come off a bit convenient at the time, but I don't know. What is Cory Booker doing? Cory Booker is trying to lead on a message of love. No, I'm serious. Like, that's his whole thing. Like, love.
Wait. Well, what's his rallying cry? We had the Yang Gang. We had the Gravel Ash. What was it?
That love. I don't know. All we need is love. Honestly, don't know. He doesn't.
Book
he
cooks. Doesn't, I don't know.
Cook 'em book. Okay, it's getting bad. No. So, one of his main pieces of legislation he wants to get passed is some type of baby bond system that would help close the racial gap.
Okay.
Between blacks and whites.
Okay.
Is more of an establishment figure known to be pretty close to Wall Street and the pharmaceutical industry.
Big pharma.
Being a senator from New Jersey. So that has its pitfalls, yet institutional establishment strengths as well.
And saved niggas in Newark. He was Newark Batman for like 3 weeks, right?
Newark's Batman. I believe he legit like saved a cat out of a tree.
Yeah, he saved somebody from like a burning building. He did a lot of shit like that.
He still lives in Newark, apparently. So, You know what? He's a black man too, so I'm gonna say yay. Say yay.
Okay. All right. We're moving down. Beto O'Rourke. Beto
O'Rourke. He was just a political darling. He started off hot with his presidential thing, similar to Biden. And it's just been going flat, I guess, especially as people just started giving more cynical takes or thoughts about him. He seems rather vacuous, doesn't have much of a political platform. Actually, rather similar to Obama, to be honest. But this is a different time, and people need different and more expansive solutions.
Niggas don't need hope and change. They need plans.
So he's apparently trying to hash that out a bit more. I think I saw a headline today about him issuing some type of $1 trillion climate change proposal that he would try to get passed. So he clearly sees that something is amiss. But as of now, he's floundering and actually whittling down in the polls.
I mean, if I need a Texas person, I'd rather go Julian Castro.
Julian!
You know, yeah. this a fake Mexican. Why not? I don't. Who just doesn't do anything? Who just his whole thing is he's full of shit? I'm good.
He's an inspiring politician but that can be rather vacuous at times.
Yeah, go win some.
Yeah. Come back so to I'm gonna say get the fuck out of here, debater.
Okay. All right. Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Oh shit! For a second, I was like, "Who's Kamala?"
Kamala Harris. Yeah.
We're moving people at numbers now. She's 5%.
Okay. Kamala Harris is a senator. First-time senator from California, Howard graduate. What are you about to do? You about to get the fuck out of here? It's a
comment. Sorry. Sorry, black woman.
What?
I'm sorry.
You about to lose like what, 5 listeners?
I know, right?
Why, yo? You tell me. I don't gotta say anything.
I mean, it could easily be a nay. Like, obviously, she has good intentions. Obviously, she's rose up and through politics, becoming a senator, becoming attorney general. I'm more than fine with her. She is fine. But do I need her to be president? Like, what is she going to do for me besides be a fake-ass Michelle and Brock? Like, she wants to be that, and she's not that. Her and Corey. Just be real.
I think she would actually be less amenable to a lot of the political bullshit that happens nowadays than some of these other potential candidates. So that could be a benefit.
That's, I agree with that.
Yeah. But you can see it in her face. Like, she just doesn't like bullshit.
Yeah.
She doesn't really give it as much credence as other politicians do.
But I feel like now she has to, and she is doing it to an extent. She's like, running for president, so now I don't have as many opinions. I'm pretty bright lady, so fuck with me.
Hey, man. I she's a black woman as well, so I'll say yay. Leave it at that.
Shout out to DJ being diplomatic. Moving forward, Young Booty.
Young Booty.
Pete
Buttigieg is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, home to University. Is it Notre Dame University? Is it University at all?
Let's just call it Notre Dame.
Fuck. Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He is a gay Rhodes Scholar, Harvard graduate.
War veteran.
One of these like polymath types seems to be somewhat of an overachiever. He's now reached the kind of cynicism cycle of these new presidential entries. So this all, for the most part, remains to be seen. Even our yays and nays. Who knows? Maybe Tulsi Gabbard will catch fire and everybody gets on the wave. I don't know. So he also made a big splash, but also does not have very many policy solutions to his name as of yet.
Yeah.
But has shown signs that he was willing to do things like break the filibuster and actual structural reform to U.S. government, how it runs, whether it's voting like in the Supreme Court and the Electoral College.
He's also currently a foil to everybody's favorite Indianan, Mike Pence.
Oh yeah, supposedly two devout Christians of one capacity. I believe there's been a good bit of like right wing bad faith criticism about Buttigieg because he is gay, but also a devout Christian. I think Episcopalian in some capacity.
That's their
complaint? Is that how you could be gay?
Among other things.
Besides, like, all the other evil shit that they do?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, it just kind of exists in the background, right? Like the dude is gay, so... and then you have Mike Pence, who is, you know, like a Christian zealot type that supports...
fucking therapy and shit.
Yeah, conversion therapy and defunding, you know, anything related to LGBT, QI, whatever the hell else, initiatives. What else has he done? It's just fucking crazy. He calls his wife mother, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this he might be Android. He might be like Android... What was the last Android number? 19? He might be Android 20. Where's my man? Where's...
Well, Cell actually was Android 20, technically.
Okay, 21.
Yeah, you go.
21. What was... Oh, Dr. Giroux?
Yeah. Was Dr. Giroux? No, he was number 20. Yeah, yeah. Because he had his brain in his... Yeah or nay? People are gay. Or get the fuck out of here.
I feel better about him than I do about Beto O'Rourke, to be honest.
Agreed.
And he has relative executive experience. He gives thoughtful answers to things. A couple of critiques and... takedowns I've seen and read about him and in recent memory have just been like, why is this nigga acting so smart? Like, that's kind of
the main criticism. Be dumber.
Like, why does he know all these languages? Like, this shit doesn't mean anything. It's like, okay, well, like,
it's like this nigga's worldly person who maybe he has perspectives of shit. Like, yeah,
potentially. So I'll say yeah.
All right. So there's three more candidates left, and I want to introduce them all together because I don't think in individual silos it's not worth it to discuss them.
Do the fuck, marry, kill.
You are.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernard Sanders.
Elizabeth Warren.
Hmm. Do you want me to do it? Fuck, marry, kill? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to...
Wait, and who do you win when you... The fuck is fucking winning?
No, fucking is not... It's not like...
It's dismissive. Thing. It's dismissive.
It's like, you like it, then you just move on.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, okay, fucking Bernie Sanders marrying Elizabeth Warren, killing Joe Biden.
We right here, man. Like, she's killed it, man.
Eskimo bros. Yeah. These three people, in addition to Harris... will most likely be there at the end and vying for the nomination, at least per the polls and fundraising numbers. Or add Buttigieg in there as well, maybe Beto. But all this said, we just have been trying to give you a primer, but this shit is all very early. But nonetheless, I fuck with Bernie's movement on the whole. I don't know how feasible a lot of his solutions are. And he is intentionally... very vague about how so many things will work, whether it's, you know, Medicare for all or for college or the whole nine. And it's just running actually more on a moral appeal to a lot of these things.
And a bit of his cult of personality as well.
And yeah, cult of personality as well. And has the entire, you know, left wing of the party and the country behind him. Almost in like a, well, yeah, in a cult of personality way. Almost in like a kind of like a angry type of way.
Yeah.
I guess we would have things to be angry about. So that's cool. But as I said, I'm a little leery about how some of the shit would go.
Too old.
I mean, a lot of these motherfuckers are old.
I know, but he's
78.
I mean, he can get the fuck out first.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren is like the thinking, like the smart.
She's the distilled version of what this nigga is actually trying to be.
Essentially, she comes out with a different policy proposal like literally every other day at this point, it seems like, for things that would actually help the vast majority of working Americans. And has been not flinching when it comes to actually just saying like real shit like, yeah, we should try to impeach Donald Trump. Yes, we should. Eliminate the filibuster.
Yes, we should jail bankers.
Yeah. So her clear-eyedness is much appreciated, especially when a lot of these politicians bullshit and obfuscate, even the ones you like the best. So it's pretty cool. I don't know if she'll have enough steam to really win to the get to the end.
We got to get that out there in canvas, man.
I mean, apparently she's on the ground, but we'll see. Still a lot of misogyny out here. She doesn't have as much name recognition, name ID as Bernie and Biden at this point, even still. But we'll see. And what did I say? We're killing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I love Joe Biden. I mean, he
had a shot. Anyway. He had a shot.
When, last year?
2016.
Obama told him not to run.
No, his son died or whatever. He was sad.
That too. He was sad. And
but he should have ran.
Yeah, but I mean, we can all, you know, have like 2020 vision
going. That shit, I had it then. I was like, nigga, run now. Like, what are you? I'm not doing this shit in 4 years. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, and
he ain't been, what the fuck has he been doing? Not like he was like actively. He just been sitting around.
He's campaigning, talking shit.
He ain't been doing shit for 4 years.
Going to galas, getting, you know, random awards. You know,
feeling women and shit.
Oh, politicians. Giving people massages and shit.
But still, he hasn't been present. At least Beto had the decency to bullshit us during his intermediate period.
I mean, he ran for senator. He didn't win it.
I know, but he's like, all right, I'm going to use that juice and just go around and say things. Like, all right, fine. Thank you for participating and informing all of us. We are about 40 minutes in the podcast.
I know. After we started doing this, I'm like, damn, this actually took a lot longer than what we thought.
Yeah, we kind
of learn. Next time, we just gonna cut like the whole bottom half off.
Just like, just mow them niggas down.
Like, it don't matter anyway.
Line them up against the wall.
Except for the Gravelanche. We with the Gravelanche. Just like, follow his Twitter profile.
Going forward, do you want to talk about how the vacuousness of internet culture, or are we gonna move into the pop culture waves?
What's more time sensitive?
Well, we're 40 minutes in.
So that's like one good point. All right, do the pop culture thing, because that shit will be stale in a week. We'll be on to episode 4 of Game of Thrones or something.
DJ, we talked about all the various side characters in this political drama and whatnot.
Yeah.
We both engaged in the biggest pop culture weekend in a long time in film and television.
Maybe the biggest.
There's a piece, a couple pieces actually, about the Avengers specifically, but I feel like they also relate to what's going on with our love of Game of Thrones. Number one, if the Marvel Cinematic Universe's TV Avengers Endgame proves the Golden Age is over, Alyssa Rosenberg. She kind of places, at the Washington Post, she places the various films in the franchise as sort of a television experience and what it means for this film to be the culmination of what we've seen over the years.
11 years.
Yeah. And then also Christopher Markus and Stephen McFeely had an interview in the New York Times. Dave Itzkoff transcribed and did that for us at the Times.
And those were with the writers of the movie, right?
Yes, and writers of Avengers Endgame. I feel this is point to a certain extent, and then this goes for both Game of Thrones and the Avengers. I feel like movies and big budget television are over now. It's over for both. Mm-hmm. We might have a period of 5 to 6, 10 years where this shit just goes back to the reality, quick hit. Everything is just the regurgitation of things. Regardless if the budgets are going up, I feel like it's going to go into breadth rather than to the quality, big standalone moments. Because, number one, I don't think I need to ever, ever see another superhero movie. I can die satisfied after Avengers Endgame with superheroes. I don't care. There's a, supposedly, I know you know this, there's a phase 4.
There is.
I don't give two shits. I don't give two shits about phase 4. It doesn't matter, and it's important. We saved the world against Thanos, and I...
Save the universe.
The fucking universe. The
universe.
It's been enough. And in Game of Thrones, climate change is completely been defeated.
And stabbed out.
Via a very poorly executed episode, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know about the episode. The battle tactics. Poorly executed.
Both. For me. For me. For okay. My personal
feelings. This is the Yeah, that the film auteur. So
I am weirdly content, as are I guess many of the major heroes in these things that are willing to die, with my entertainment. Like I don't know if I need any more for a good period of time. I'll just subsist on, I don't know, the book we were talking about earlier, on nothingness and not being. I'll just go read and fish and be quiet because I'm thoroughly entertained.
Well, that would be nice, but. who owns HBO? Time Warner?
Yeah.
Who owns Time Warner? One of these other conglomerates?
Fucking The Color Blue or some shit.
No, I think it's Warner Brothers or something like that. Didn't they just do a merger?
Fucking Comcast? Dole Fruit or some wild shit.
You nonetheless, you said Dole Fruit?
Yeah.
Damn, Dole. Y'all got to read up on that Hawaiian history.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. All Central America. See what that show, Chiquita.
No, the HBO and Disney will always have, or will always be trying to market you something, always to sell you something. So I think they'll find a way. We don't know really what awaits us in phase four besides, well, the last movie actually for phase three, supposedly like this last Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
At least narratively.
Who cares?
I mean, I fuck with Spider-Man. I like, and this Tom Holland Spider-Man is the best Spider-Man. Per me and per Stan Lee.
Excuse me?
You think the Tobey Maguire is
you gonna disrespect the guy Tobey Maguire like that? And Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2 was
the greatest of Spider-Man movies?
Have you seen Spider-Man 3?
Absolute piss water. So
okay, I know. So that washes everything.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so Spider-Man 2, greatest film.
Did Sam Raimi do Spider-Man 3?
I don't know, but 2 as a standalone is magnifique.
Was that the one where he used, where he stopped the
subway? Yeah, he fought Doc Ock.
Okay, shit was lit.
Yeah.
But, nah, man. Homecoming, you seen Spider-Man Homecoming?
It's too many movies.
She was lit. And Tom Holland is a great Spider-Man. Like, that's the essence of Spider-Man.
Yes, young boyish thing. Yeah. I, in that vein, seeing Avengers and the breadth of all the films it took to be in it, and then the way the plot brought back some of these things and was cognizant, spoilers, in the fact that niggas couldn't watch all these goddamn films.
Of course. Yeah, it was very self-referential. But I think we went on the side a bit. So I get that general take, like, this shit is done and there's not as much canon out there to iterate on besides what already has been regurgitated. With exception of, I think the only thing that's left that can reach enough people is Star Wars. And that's a Disney property as well.
I know we have this incoming Disney HBO clash, but it's just Star Wars. It's just,
I don't know maybe sci-fi just,
it's just that
type of space opera is just,
it's just that it's not endearing so enough. Much in comic books they could just always go back to the shit they had all these fans for these years. Star Wars was its own, it doesn't have the source universe. Material, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't have, well, actually it does. I was about to say it doesn't have generations worth of you know, nerds that grew up on it, but it actually does. But I don't think any Star Wars movie is gonna make,
but there wasn't the Star Wars television shows and like
there have been, yeah.
And I'm saying there have been, but not like fucking X-Men. And
no,
like,
no, no,
just the,
it definitely pales in comparison. I mean, this is the major payoff that Marvel
and Spider-Man. Ooh.
Yeah, this is the major payoff that Marvel and Disney were really obviously working towards, as we said. So for them to execute it in such a way is, I mean, this is just an all-time thing that probably won't happen again. Particularly because of the characters that they had, the actors that we had playing these characters.
Right.
Spoiler, Iron Man is dead.
God damn.
Robert Downey Jr. is old.
God damn.
Chris Evans is probably not going to be Captain America anymore, unless they're going to have like old Captain America, like 110-year-old Cap. Like,
but exactly, it's all prologue, epilogue type stories.
So the next phase is, it will take a while to build up to that point. But all I'll say is that it'll still be there. Like, this shit is not really going anywhere. HBO has greenlit some type of Game of Thrones set of prequels regarding, like, the Dancing Dragons and stuff like that from the books. I mean, there's so much canon there that they can excavate. Yeah. And they just have to keep turning the wheels, and then eventually something will pick up, and they'll have another phenomenon on their hands. Or it's really just a gamble at times. When the original game, when the first season of Game of Thrones was coming out, nobody knew that it was going to be as big as that.
That's
it
true.
And it really just took multiple seasons and multiple years to get to this point. I remember when American Gods got picked up. Do you know that?
Yeah, I remember that. I thought it was, this shit would be fire. I was hyped for it.
Absolutely. And it did not get the public and critical reception.
It's stars. Let me fucking stars.
I mean, if it was that lit, then it may have caught on. But also, but even that said, right, it didn't have the same branded cachet as a Marvel movie or HBO. So I think, I mean, lightning definitely is going to strike in a bottle. There's just far too much source material out there. There are other fantasy stories that can be revisited or you know, made into live action for us to act like there can't or won't ever be, you know, pop cultural or modern cultural events to come.
We need 10 years. I feel like we're about to.
Well, this shit took 10 years, so yeah.
But we need a 10-year break.
That's not about to happen.
We're about to revert into a realist time of dramas and shitty reality shows big story, big reality shows, but they'll be done well or something. This epic pop culture over, dog.
You know what? You're actually wrong, and I appreciate you just taking the side, because you know what? You know what you're going to get, and you know what we're getting?
What are we getting?
Fucking Detective Pikachu. We're getting the Aladdin live-action remake, the Mulan remake, Toy Story 4. That's the type of shit we're getting. As I said, this Game of Thrones different piece of the story.
That's fair, but I don't feel like that is this.
That's not this, but this that is them grasping at what they know works. And in the meantime, they're going to continue to plot a few things out and to poke around, particularly trying to find some type of franchise that will work. As I said, I mean, I'm not super into sci-fi or fantasy novels or space opera too much, but there's shit out there that could catch on and could be a big thing. What's his name? Marlon James. You know the writer Marlon James? He wrote A Brief History of Seven Killings.
Okay.
He's a Jamaican. He set out to, in his own words, basically to make Game of Thrones with black people. I think it's called like Red Wolf, Black Lion or something like that. I haven't read it, but it's supposedly like a series of books. Apparently, critically, it's not quite as good as Game of Thrones, but nonetheless, it's an effort and it's an attempt. And he's already sold the rights to that book to some studio. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. These things are always in development. You're over here looking like,
I just, you
looking
know,
hurt.
It can't be that way. It's going to have to just exist.
There's just too much of a profit motive for these companies to just let up off the pedal.
Oh, well, yeah, that's yeah, totally agree.
And Marvel has this movie formula pretty much down to a T at this point. They make just about all the movies, especially as of lately, are just very, very good. B-plus movies, in the, like, at least. They're not about to let up off that.
If we went back in time.
As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, turning my time stone here to 2007. And we replace fucking Robert Downey Jr. with, I don't know, Christian Bale. I don't know. I don't think any of this shit fucking happens. This nigga's charisma was just.
Nah, he definitely was. He's
Tony Stark.
Yeah, no, he's. It was a match. It was a perfect match.
So with that, I feel like it all was just built off of that, because the idea of the first Avengers allowed him to grow through that. People sort of just started fucking with Thor. Nobody,
yes,
nobody really fucks with the Hulk. They like the
fuck with the Hulk,
the character of the Hulk.
Okay,
but this representation of the Hulk, where this nigga had one movie and it's just like a bit thing that no one really follows. Ant-Man,
Thor 3, Ragnarok. That was kind of
save Thor.
Yeah,
fucking Ant-Man.
Those were niche films, though. Each film is not supposed to, they didn't intend for each film to be a home run billion-dollar movie.
Exactly. But what does that leave us now, that we just have niche stories?
No, it leads them to build up to some other big bad. So most likely the next phase of Marvel will be, I guess, Falcon as the new Captain America, right?
It's nigga, Anthony Mackie. Old Captain America. Anthony Mackie, dog.
I mean, we got to let him cook. I don't know. We'll see.
Nigga looks like a cobra. It bothers me. This nigga's head, like his neck and his head is like top of his neck.
But his name's Falcon.
This nigga's an oxymoron.
Falcon
shit.
Named Cobra. No. Obviously, Spider-Man and Black Panther and Doctor Strange. So it's actually the comic books playing out. Realistically, because there were always just different phases throughout the comics over the years, where the combinations of the teams, when they would group up, it would be different combinations quite frequently. Even in the X-Men universe. Finally, we'll get some good, accessible, brighter X-Men movies from the Marvel Studios, since they got it from, what, Sony or Fox. You'll get finally a good Silver Surfer movie, Fantastic Four. They'll try it, I'm pretty sure, for the, what, third or fourth time? For the fourth time?
You didn't fuck with Michael B. Jordan as...
I didn't fuck... I just knew the movie was going to be absolute garbage, so I just didn't even worry about it. But I'm sure they'll probably try to reboot that again, because that builds up on the Doctor Doom type thing, and Doctor Doom was one of the best Marvel villains. He's probably my favorite Marvel villain. And... I mean, I've heard already people regurgitate this, so I'm kind of...
The nigga that eats the planets or whatever.
Galactus.
Yeah.
Because now the scales are fucked up, right?
Yeah, you can't go back to this horrible shit.
The movies will have to be very small boy and very much of a character studies, because once these niggas fought this, existential universal battle, it's like, oh, we just...
Spider-Man's in high school.
Yeah.
Whoa!
In high school and... He's catching robbers and stuff like that. Like, how he's a joker about Batman.
But this nigga defeats robbers in, size because he can't go back to this normal life shit. He's just scarred by this existential battle.
Right, he's always, he's always gearing up. Yeah, he's always gearing up for the next thing. Sound like a fucking World War II veteran or some shit.
I want to ask you this.
Okay.
How do you feel about where we're heading with... We talked about Avengers mostly here, but... The Game of Thrones thing, because I think that might be this big television splash as well. It's so large, especially considering when I think about the ads and the placement, and inside the NBA did friggin' a Game of Thrones joke. The way TV is going, especially with all these silos, Disney like, oh, we're over here and HBO, and I don't know. Maybe in the movies, but I don't see that sort of thing existing now. You kind of riffed on Stranger Things, but I'm like, come on now.
No, but you'll definitely need some type of sci-fi show.
Yeah.
That will... It's most likely going to have to be from some existing canon, because there's just no way to build all this up. Like, just starting out from some type of pilot, there's just no way to do that. Even a show like Lost, that got really big and I was a fan of.
Yeah.
It was just too unwieldy, and they kind of just worked as they were making it. Like, they made the story as they were going.
And shit got confused and weird. So,
because things just started to be inconsistent. So, it would probably be some type of adapted show from some type of series of books that would just take some time to build up. Like, that's what I'm saying. You don't got to be, this cynical. Like, the lightning has to... that was a bad metaphor. It should just have to build up over time.
You know what? I'm not even going to say it's cynicism, dog. I just want to say this, and I would love...
What does the piece say?
The piece isn't more of a cynicism. It's more about television in that way.
Okay.
And that idea of the broken downness of the repeat viewing of things and that collective thing. I think that the piece posits, and like what you're saying, we'll find something again. And on the movies... side of it, they've got it pretty locked down from Marvel Studios and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think I've never felt that content about them. Like, that was well done.
That was, it was the biggest cultural payoff that there's ever been, I would imagine. Like, that took that many pieces, 22 Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Over 11 years. And... everybody was pretty satisfied leaving the movie theater. You know, we had that moment when everybody showed up, and I don't know, I almost combusted when Cap said Avengers Assemble. I used to read this shit. I've been waiting on that forever. You know what I mean? I never thought it would really happen in that capacity. I was like, damn, he about to say it. Yeah. Like, Avengers. They gave him a pause.
Yeah, I know, right?
Assemble. I was shit. Nah, man, it was a lot of movies.
Picked the fucking Mjolnir and shit and just swinging it out.
Yeah, everybody's been waiting for that. Like,
it's just all the good nuggets.
Know if he was going to be worthy. It's a lot, man. So, yeah, for something like that, with actually so many disparate subgroups of sub fan groups. You only get that with these comic book movies. Yeah. Only with this Marvel shit. There's just nothing else that could ever do that. Because here you brought shit. I'm pretty sure there were, you know, a contingent of black folk that came just to see Black Panther.
Yeah.
And when they pulled up and they you know,
came
like,
out the little twaddle. I heard shit.
Black people in the background. I was like, oh shit. Like, was, you know, so that shit counts for a lot. And there aren't many other intellectual properties that can do that.
The craziest thing about a lot of the thing in the planning and all that is just that they did that shit before the Black Panther movie was even shot. Like,
yeah.
That and Captain Marvel and all that before they even. So the planning and the grandioseness is just. I'm just so impressed all the way around by this experience. I feel glad to be a part of it. I lived through this.
Definitely. It almost makes it okay that the CEO of Disney made $68 million that year.
It's like, almost, I'm worth it, damn it.
Almost. Almost makes it worth it. That was actually a piece I forgot. Maybe we will come back to it. But Abigail Disney, who was like Walt Disney's nephew's daughter or something like that. She's part of the family.
Yeah.
She's a millionaire, billionaire. She was basically complaining. Like, well, first off, she had complained about why he get paid so much. She had a long tweet thread about it. But she also was in an article about, what was I about to say? Oh, there's no reason I should have this much money.
Basically. Oh, well, shout out to her.
Yeah, it was in the cut. Just from, you know, generational wealth and so on and so forth. And she's actually part of this contingent of the weirdest people ever, but a contingent of, like, super rich people that are, like, begging the government to tax them more. Yeah, I think she lives in New York, to be honest.
Shout out to Abigail Disney.
Yeah.
Come on the pod. We'll
talk about it next episode. I forgot about this shit.
We'll get her to come on the pod.
I mean, I've never heard of her, but now she lives.
Shit, we need a benefactor, goddammit.
I know. She gave away money. Or trying to. Shit, we a charity case.
You know, of course.
Two young black men trying to stay out the street.
Oh shit.
I just wanted to find the headline.
Okay. That's fine.
You could nigga, you could talk while I'm.
Yeah, I'm just I like Thanos. My work is done. This shit. just
Abigail Disney has more money than she'll ever spend. It was in the cut. We'll get back to that.
Right, that's fine. We gotta pursue that article. Yeah. Beyond this. But
yeah, they definitely did some whack shit though. Niggas had to go back in time to get my man though.
I really wanted him. If we're gonna talk about the plot error a little bit for a few moments.
Yeah, it ended out. This is obviously spoilers. Half the country seen this movie?
I know, right? Spoilers. Shit, if you missed it, then goddamn it, you got snapped.
Exactly, half the country, I know. Oh, man, we fell into that.
I wanted him to live at the end. I wanted them, like, when Tony got the stones, which, that, like, I guess he had a magnet and shit in there or something, I don't know, they devised. I thought that was well done. I wanted him to have to live and just be, like, drained of his powers. So he just had to be like, yeah, I gotta just deal with this shit. Damn. Shit didn't work out for me.
Yeah, to live on that rock with Red Skull.
And just be chilling out there and shit.
Like, telling people how you could get. I guess there's no stone down there, but they like, you could jump.
Well, I guess, or maybe the stone is always there if you throw somebody off the ground.
You just always get a soul stone. it just sound like an RPG. Like.
Or the shit is like, oh, you gotta come back. It's not there.
That's some real Pokemon shit.
Like, you already caught him. But like, stone. You know, just. They moved Shorty's body or whatever that was already down there.
Gamora.
I guess it'd been 5-6 years and shit. So
yeah, she'd be getting confusing with time travel. That was the other thing. Any movie that deals with time is going to have holes or just things.
I was relatively satisfied with whatever the way they explained it. I was like, all right, I'm on the ride for this.
Yeah, and they had Paul Rudd's Ant-Man character, you know, using that proxy role as the audience. Like, you're saying you do this or do that?
Yeah.
That shit sounds crazy. You know, that whole nonsense. They tried to explain it, but it was more of a yada yada. That was fine. But just in terms of the execution of some things, you'd be like, well, like, I don't know how Captain America lived a life now. If he went to the past and stayed with his like, I don't know.
He already did that, though.
He already did that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. But the one hole I did see, definitely, we could probably close out, is Peter went back to high school did the whole high school get snapped, or was it like randomly half of the high school? Because why was everybody the same age if it was 5 years later?
Well, maybe some of them did, some of them didn't. They didn't get linger on it enough for us to really decide. But I would say his friend knows people. Yeah, they got snapped.
I know, but it was like the whole high school.
But why not? We selectively got some of the Avengers that we wanted to live. And
like the OG Avengers.
Yeah, the only important ones. For the most part.
They let the newer ones get, you know, dusted, and then that came back. But I definitely saw
that. Yeah, Hawkeye's whole family, he lived.
That's what I'm saying. So how you going to tell me... The snap was indiscriminate until Tony did it, and then he just wished Thanos and his children away.
Which was funny that is what he decided to do. I guess in the moment is the quickest thing to do, yeah. Because you just had to do what he was gonna do. Like, what if he was just like, I don't know, these niggas mad small.
Yeah, because
you eat them.
Thanos turned what's your name
into like blocks and shit.
Yeah, but he turned. Peter Quill's gun into a...
Bubbles?
A bubble gun. Yeah, like, it could have did anything. Instead, he just turned him into dust. He's like, I seen them niggas do it before. So
this is what you want to do? I'm going to do this shit.
That's the fact.
Especially because I guess that would have killed him and shit.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It was probably only like 20 seconds or some shit. He just do that. Yeah. It's fine. That was the only way.
It was lit, man. Very satisfying.
Well, it's been a very satisfying podcast. I'm glad to chop these things up with you, DJ.
Yeah, maybe we'll revisit the 2020 candidates at some later time. Probably not as exhaustively, and by that time, a lot of these motherfuckers will probably have dropped out.
Yeah, snap their ass away.
And we'll be over here debating, I don't know, some like Beto love child or some shit. And
I hope so. Let's put that in the universe. Beto has a love child. Beto has a love child. Moam, you know. Yeah. Sorry, Beto.
You going to John Edwards route?
Oh, shit. I hope not. It's too much.
Yeah, that shit got done.
Yeah. Well, great send a link. Don't, shouldn't your wife just cancer or whatever?
Yeah, he's not. Is he married? I don't know. Shit.
John Edwards?
No, Beto.
I'm leaving Beto alone. I'm about to make some wild speculation about him, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah, there's another great send a link. Listen to us, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. And, you know, hopefully we get this Google bag so we'll be able to do more any moment now, so.
Oh, you said Google. I was still thinking about Abigail Disney. Like, get this Disney bag.
This Disney bag.
We will be extras on the next Avengers movie and shit. Like, we get the bag. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we'll be back next week. Check us out with our guest host, Abigail Disney. We'll see y'all later.